Like, do we start with?
You barely made the cut, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Nectar University podcast. This is where we get delicious. This is where we get spiritual. This is where we bite our lips and take poops. Didn't like that. And this is my guest right here. Introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? My name's Connor Stoops, and you're watching the Nectar University podcast.
Let's go.
You like that shit?
Just riff a little bit, you know what I'm saying? This vibe that you feel right now, what's going on?
I'm feeling holy.
That's facts.
Spiritual. Swagged out.
Prayer hands.
Tell you what, though.
What's good?
I'm feeling gifted. I'm feeling blessed.
Low-key,
I'm feeling in the mood.
In the mood for what?
For a little podcast.
Okay, let's get a team. Okay, not bad. Where are my little Cardi Cuckoos?
Oh,
I think they're in this side of the couch.
Oh yeah, I put them in the cushion.
Deep in there.
Deep in my booty hole. So that was what I like to call the introduction.
Can I keep this?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Sick.
So Connor, my friend, my dear friend. Tell us about yourself. Tell the people who you are.
Well, like I said earlier, my name's Connor. Connor Stoops, that is. I have known this... Can we curse on this podcast?
You can say whatever the fun you want.
I've known this motherfucker for about 5-6 years now, and it's about goddamn time I'm on the podcast.
Let's go.
We've been talking about this for a while, but I'm an actor out here in Los Angeles, and I'm just living the dream with the boys.
That's fire.
And the girls, too.
And the girls?
Yeah, I mean... Only if they let me.
So what is the dream? Like, what are you living? Tell us.
Honestly, the dream is just being able to be out here with people that you love,
mm-hmm.
Being able to create as much as possible like you do, and mm-hmm. Just enjoying every step of the way, honestly. I do love Los Angeles so much, and I've been so blessed to, like, meet awesome people. Obviously, mm-hmm. you're one of them. Sid's one of them. Just our whole friend group in general is mm-hmm. just... It makes it so much easier to be out here.
No, it really does. Also, I don't know if y'all know this, but like Sid and usually Ash are always in here. So Sid, just say what's up.
It's good.
Damn.
Thanks.
That's all right. Too.
It says tell us about yourself,
Connor. Do I get to keep that one too? You spell my name wrong, bitch.
No, I was just doing it quickly. Sorry.
E-R?
Connor.
No, Connor.
I know.
There's one time at Starbucks someone spelled my name C-O-N-A-R.
Connor.
Like a crazy Brit.
Damn. So.
I moved to LA back in 2016. Imagine the whole podcast was just like that.
Kind of down.
Be kind of swaggy, but no one would listen to it.
No.
By yourself in your room. Meat in hand. My ribs are cramping already. I didn't think what happened that early in the podcast.
Okay,
sorry. So I moved to LA just to pursue acting and meet the swaggiest, swagged out people. No, I moved out here back in 2016 just to pursue what I thought was what I want to do. It still is. And actually this year I've been making some good strides with acting and everything. So we'll see how it turns out this year. It only took almost 8 years, boys, but it's happening.
What drove you to LA? So you said it took you like about 8 years to like finally get some sort of opportunity. So I thought you'd be a good person to have on here because you can really not only like tell people what you like, just the hoops you got to jump through just to get in the door of acting.
Yeah.
But like, what kind of work do you put in for your craft? Like,
honestly, a lot of tears, lots of tears. Honestly, I haven't been putting in as much as I should be, but, you know, starting out and everything, like, when I first moved to LA, I was taking acting class after acting class after acting class. And then I became friends with real actors who told me, you don't need acting class, dude, just do it. And that was the worst advice I've ever taken.
Dude. You're like, what do you mean, just do it?
Yeah, what? I was so, you know, I stopped the whole acting class thing, and then I started wondering, why the fuck am I not booking shit? And I now I look back at all my self-tapes and all of those, and I'm like, oh my god, no fucking wonder I haven't booked shit. They were all terrible, every single one of them. But a lot of the hustle and the grinding in the beginning, honestly, is taking the classes. You're never too good to take a class. Even if you are booking left and right, you better stay your ass in a class, because that is, I mean, you need,
keeps you sharp.
Yeah, it keeps you sharp. Aside from that, just networking as much as possible and sitting down in a room, writing, creating with people as much as you can. And honestly, just staying, it's so cheesy and bullshit, but just stay you, because, I mean, people fall in love with
authenticity.
100%. Exactly. Thank God you finished that sentence, because I couldn't think of the words.
No, that's like a super huge important thing, because if you're trying to be something or do something that you truly aren't, that will read.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And that's like one of the things that people always, even like my videos about, like, people have known me my entire life will be like, dude, your videos are so funny, because like, this is the way that you were even in middle school.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No, and dude,
they can see that.
I just watched that video you posted on your story today, and I was telling you about it before we came in, and I've never seen a more Giuliano video.
The freckle video?
Yeah, yeah, videos are just ridiculous. Literally say shit that you always say on your day-to-day, in your day-to-day. It's crazy. And that's what I love about you. I'm like, sorry.
Stop.
Sorry, I've been drinking a gallon of water a day, and it's hella dry in this room.
Dude, I've been on that shit too, bro. We've been doing the 75 hard, because I'm sick of looking soft. So,
yeah. Yes. I'm sick of you looking soft too, pal.
I know.
Wait, hold on a second.
Fresh. Matter of fact, if you're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about how thirst quenching that water is.
Dasani.
Actually, no, brands, no brands. Okay, bye. Connor.
Yeah.
Tell us about how thirst quenching that water was.
I'll tell you what. My throat's not dry no more.
Damn.
Send it all the way back.
Fuck. God damn.
That was not a good idea.
I thought it was. This is the worst podcast ever. I just want to let you know.
Is it really so far?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, you have been...
Give me validation. That's also part of being an actor.
Facts. Have you done things in life that kind of prepped you to be like, oh, I could easily be an actor, you know? Like,
I mean, honestly, dude, a lot of it was when I was a kid. Did you ever watch Smosh on YouTube?
Yeah, I love Smosh.
Yeah, dude, they were like, honestly, yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, I watched this movie, and that's what got me into acting, and that's what got me into film. Mine's kind of like the earliest version of the internet, like, entertainment space as possible.
That, like, shaped our humor.
It really did, bro. I loved
it.
I used to watch them all the time, and when I was, like, 12, 13 years old, I asked my parents for a video camera for Christmas, and I just started writing my own shit with one of my best friends back home, and all the videos were awful, terrible, but it got me into, like, writing, it got me into film, and so I was gonna go to film school, and then I just decided to say, fuck it, I'm gonna move out to LA, and so That's what I did, and now we're out here and trying to make it happen.
Used to make little videos?
Yeah.
Is that on Stoopstock 15?
Do you find that shit? Uh-oh, boy.
Uh-oh, Con!
Oh, God.
I did my research.
No, you did not. I literally thought, I just talked to Rob about this the other day. I literally said, I need to delete that YouTube channel.
I have watched it all.
No, dude.
So we're going to play a clip from Stoop Dogs 15. Peep.
What's the problem, sir? Well, I can't find my boy Robbie anywhere. But looking all over for him, and I can't find him, officer.
All right, well, I'll take a look in there for you. All right?
All right.
Oh my God, dude.
So, like, I know you did like a lot of funny stuff. Do you think like playing Elvis in a Christmas play as a kid like kind of prepped you for being like an actor today?
How the fuck did you find? Did you talk to my mom?
No.
My sister?
Did you like do you think doing stuff like that like helped prep you for like, your acting career today?
I mean, all I said was thank you. Thank you very much. How did you find that?
Just answer the question.
Yes. It was my debut, and it's the whole reason why any of this is happening. How did you find that? How'd you find out about it?
I was there.
Juliana?
I was there, Connor.
Watching me.
Watching you say Elvis-type things.
Like what?
It was like really Christmassy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
The most joyous time of the year.
I like the play on words because you were an elf, but you were also Elvis. Elvis.
That shit's true.
That shit was crazy.
Kind of gas too.
That was facts.
Can we? You want to hit it?
Yeah, you can stop it if you want.
Nah.
Okay.
How did you? Wait, for real though. How did you find that? How?
I know things, Connor.
Damn, dude.
But I am like, honored. I just feel like you have done a lot of side hustles and just had a lot of interesting gigs just to keep fucking money on the table so you can continue to pursue your dream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, put it into perspective for the people who are maybe thinking about Los Angeles and also just kind of undermining what people do. They see a lot on social media and be like, oh, they have it so easy. But I'm like, maybe this person struggled for a long time before they could have it easy and like score brand deals and have like an actor's salary or, you know, whatever the hell it may be. You know what I'm saying? So tell us about that.
By like, any means, I have not fully made it. And, but what you're saying is 100% accurate.
I mean, you're still so busting ass. You know what I'm saying? You have had so many different, like, weird ass jobs and even brought opportunities to, like, sit in and stuff, too.
No,
so, 100%. Like, literally, like, tell the people, like, bro, this just give a list.
So, I mean, when I first got here, I was fucking doing, like, what is it? When you fucking go to these houses and I was a server there, but it was banquet serving. I was banquet serving at, like, these celebrities' houses and making like dog shit money, but it was enough to get me by. And then on the side, like video editing, dude, since I was a kid, like I said, I was putting videos together so that I taught myself a lot about video editing. So that has actually saved my life multiple times. Mm-hmm. Social media, honestly, like when I was really busting ass, like, and one thing, stay consistent when you move out here, because if you're not inconsistent, you're just going to keep relapsing and relapsing into shit that you don't want to have to do. But with social media, I've done it off and on since I was younger, and right before TikTok kind of blew up.
Sorry, just fucking wreck it, Ralph. Everywhere.
Yeah, dude. Right before TikTok blew up, I was working with like Facebook, and I was trying to help them promote an app called Lasso that they were working on, and that kind of really kind of guided me into the world of social media and content creation out here. And as that was going on, you know, TikTok started popping off, and I started going viral on TikTok, and I was like, oh, sweet, this is gonna be fucking awesome. And then Lasso,
what'd you go viral for?
I got a Valentine's Day video that was pretty fucking epic.
Yeah, you posted every Valentine's Day.
Dude, I posted that video every fucking Valentine's Day for 3 or 4 years, and it went viral, 8 million views the first year. I think I got like 700,000 views the next year, and then like a little less the year after that, but then I posted it on Snapchat, and it got like 2 million views on Snapchat. The reason why I was saying be consistent is I put that on pause because I thought, since Lasso wasn't working out, neither would TikTok. Mm-hmm. And so I said, fuck it. And then TikTok obviously blew up, and then that was the year COVID and all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, I was doing serving jobs. And now I'm back in a serving job, you know, while making this happen. I've been dying to get back into social media a little bit, but I also just, you know, booked a gig with Keke Palmer, so I'm pretty stoked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, dude.
That's actually the next card that
sweet.
I have. So, like,
oh, look at me being an actor telling everybody what I'm doing before I'm even asked.
I know, I love it. Facts, though. That's so facts.
Yeah, I just I booked a role for a Keke Palmer web series.
Passing her indie film script with probably $0 attached to my number one client just for his name to be used to get you guys funding on your little project. I mean, I'm assuming that's the plan here, right?
This is a good script, Tim. Andre,
any name attached? Please, for the love of God, tell me there's a name attached here.
Well, no, not yet. But we're working.
Any names attached? What?
Oh, tricks about.
I love Trixabelle!
Have you heard her new song?
Oh, have I heard it? I'm Porsche, I'm rich, I'm a bag of tricks!
It's a great little, it's a web series, so it's gonna be super mm-hmm. short, 30 minutes over 6 episodes and stuff. And yeah, it's basically like Entourage meets Schitt's Creek meets like,
that's fire.
Yeah, it's fun.
No, there's if it's out right now, there's link in the bio.
Yeah, link in the bio.
Link in the bio if it's out currently. Yeah. But if it's not,
then link to be
link to be
determined.
Determined. Yeah.
Yeah.
So link coming soon. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. So. yeah, so I'm super stoked about that. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of side gigs, and don't be afraid to work. Well, I'm super proud about what I'm super proud for you about was that English? Was that proper?
Are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you.
Okay.
What I'm proud of you for is your fucking drive with social media throughout this past
two years,
dude. I don't give a fuck if you've lost it. Can we get a little personal on the pod?
Yeah, let's get a
little. I used to live with this motherfucker.
Shit!
God, this dude.
Here, wait.
Can I get a little sentimental real quick?
We used to live together, bro. And tell us about that.
I mean, she was pretty sick.
It was pretty fun.
A lot of good times, man. A lot of good times. Like,
let's get emotional, though.
Yeah. A lot of good times.
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 That was so fun.
Shit was great.
It was fun.
Too much fun.
Too much fun.
A lot of ass crazy shit happened in that pad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rent wasn't paid as much as we thought it was.
Hey, true. Actually, I always paid rent.
Same.
Even through COVID.
Totally always same.
Paid rent.
Same.
So never wanted to be behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shit was sick.
Yeah, so now did you have anything to actually say?
Oh, yeah, so...
no? Oh, okay, all right.
No, but so we used to live together. And this dude lived in the garage, and he made it look super fucking tight. It was really cool.
It wasn't as bad as, like, saying I live in the garage sounds pretty bad.
Here,
I got two photos right now. Check. Not bad.
Sick. No, that wasn't
a pretty cool
bad.
Little setup.
Honestly, I missed that. Part I don't miss that place, but I miss living with you.
Don't miss the place at all
sometimes. But whenever we lived together, you always wanted to post and you always wanted more, but you didn't want to post. You're in the phase where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And once you moved in with Sid and Ash and all of them, and
mm-hmm.
you just fucking you posted that one day. I actually was with you with the first time you posted.
Oh, yeah, the very first video I ever made.
Yeah, I actually
filmed it. You were there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I filmed it.
You didn't film it. One lady filmed it.
Oh, one lady filmed
but
it.
But you were in it. Yes.
Damn. That clip is right here.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm filming a project for my school. Could you possibly record me for a quick second? Here, it's already recording. It's facing the correct direction.
Okay, what am I supposed to look at?
Oh, just look at your phone around. No, like,
Okay, now I understand.
Does it look good?
Yeah.
Let me see if it's recording. All right. Good to go? Am I in frame?
You're in frame, darling.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, is that true? Word.
That video's fresh as fuck, huh?
Yeah, bro, you delivered, bro.
Yeah, that's insane, bro. That shit was crazy, right?
That's the video that started it all, because I remember just being like, I hit a breaking point. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking post shit that I think is funny.
Yeah.
That me and the homies think are funny. And I'm just going to just not think about it as much. And I kind of need to get back into that. But I remember posting that video. And then I got like 120,000 views on Instagram. Yeah. Which is like kind of hard to hit. And I remember thinking, 120K for doing this?
Right.
Like, that's what it takes to be a fucking influencer. And I just ran with it. Yeah. And never stopped. But I have to get back into a place of just not caring and just making shit that I think is funny.
Don't overthink it, dude, because that's the whole reason you blew up to begin with. And that's what I was trying to get at, is like, mm-hmm. your stuff is so authentic and so Giuliano mm-hmm. that you should not overthink it at all. And it's the whole reason why you've amassed, what, like 600,000 followers? Less?
Mm-hmm.
Probably less.
More.
Oh.
Like 650.
Sick, dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jerk.
Yeah. No, but seriously, like, don't overthink your shit, because
yeah,
you have been on it, dude. Thank I know you, your brain man. Tells you you're not, but you have been on it.
I know. I just need to get back into that drive of like posting consistently.
Yeah.
And honestly, just not caring.
Right.
You know, because I know just if I approach something not caring, just doing it for fun,
yeah.
people will see that, and then that will always translate.
Yeah. Your shit still makes me crack up for the most part. I like, after the first like 10 seconds, I'm like, cool, I've seen it, and that's
I know it's gonna
pretty sick
say.
Though, dude.
Connor, be honest.
Okay.
Do you have a crush on anyone right now? Do you?
Do I? I did. I don't anymore.
Did?
Yeah.
Who's this?
She talked to another boy on the playground.
No way.
Yes, dude.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't have a crush right now. I wish I did. If you would have asked me like a month ago.
Why'd you stop having a crush on that one girl?
We just were right for each other. Yeah, it was, could have been swag, but just honestly, we didn't get along.
Dang.
Unfortunately.
Damn.
But she is a sweetheart.
Facts.
I have to say that because I'm on the podcast.
Yeah, facts. You're actually a bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
But I did have a crush.
I know. That's so funny. I love when people have crushes.
Yeah, it really makes your heart go piddle-paddle.
It makes it go...
Yeah, it's true.
Facts.
Yeah, no, I don't have a crush, though, right now.
Okay.
I've been swiping a lot, though, on Ryan a lot lately.
For this next section, I'm going to make you freestyle.
Oh, God! Can I have a topic?
Hey, the topic is water. Topic is water.
Topic is water.
Drip.
Yeah, I'm thirsty as fuck. Yeah, I don't want a soda. What?
Soda what?
Walk to the fridge. Nothing in it?
Nothing in it?
Except my bread and water. That shit in it.
In it.
Put it in the sink. Fill it right up. Watch the dirt rise from the ground up. Then I drink it.
Ay.
Sip, sip.
Sip it.
That shit so good. That shit refreshing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Give me a word.
Water.
Are we? Not water. Anything else?
Pencil.
Pencil. I'ma draw me a bitch. I'ma make it little stencil. I said, and you know what the fuck rhymes with pencil. I said, yeah, I'ma talk shit until I'm canceled.
Oh,
yeah, you know I'm wearing rolled up pants and I said, yeah, you know I'm in this bitch. I'm prancing. I said,
hey, give me a word.
Papillon, I'm bitch. I'm handsome. I said, your next word is holding them for ransom.
Ransom.
Hey,
holding them for ransom.
Ransom.
Holding them for ransom. She said, shit, you so handsome. I said, fuck it, I know. She said, what do you want? I said, where do you wanna go? I said, you coming with me, we're gonna drive real far. She said, you so handsome, can you take my shit for ransom? I said,
the word is Sid.
Hey,
hey, hey. Word is Sid. Hey, hey.
It a sip, word a sip. She fresh like peppermint. Ooh. I said, Papiano, I'm a gentleman. I said, yeah, yeah, she got that temperament. Sacking money, Benjamins. Sacking Benjamins. I said, yeah, the slot.
Yeah, she thinks I'm act like a kid. Yeah, I'm so fucking fresh, ay. I don't really
know.
Okay, yeah, no. The word is Drake, ay.
Drake.
Ay, ay, ay.
Drizzy.
Drizzy Drake.
Drizzy Drake.
He got his dick out.
Yes,
that shit nice from what I heard. That shit sick out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Drake's penis is actually pretty big.
Pretty big.
Pulled that shit and that was kind of flaccid.
Damn. I said, was it flaccid?
Shit was wiggling
in the
like this. Damn. It was like, dude, his dick looks like a penis.
Really?
True.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
10 inches?
I don't know.
10 inches.
That's a horrible way to end that.
Honestly, not bad.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad.
No,
that wasn't too bad.
Drake's dick. Not too bad.
No, not too bad.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen the pics. I tried looking them up. I'm not going to lie. No sus shit. I tried looking it up. Couldn't find it, but I looked
full
like
sus shit. Had to see.
How was it?
It was like
forearm
like,
ratio.
It was like whimpered to the side. Shit was like,
oh, it was flaccid for real?
Yeah. No, it wasn't like all the way flaccid. You can tell it was like, you know, post nut and then you start to like fall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like right there.
Yeah.
And my boy, first of all, was in the mirror holding his shit. And I'm gonna lie, bro. Dude. I was like,
really?
I was like, go, good for you.
What's wrong with me, dude?
Why? What's good?
I mean, nothing. I just, you know, I was like, oh, what's wrong with me? Didn't see the picture on the
internet. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't talking about my penis size. I was not.
Never
was. Not talking about it. Is 2 inches that bad?
Nah, bro. I'm rocking with one.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Nah, you chilling, bro.
Nice,
you chilling.
Dog.
You chilling. I don't know about you, Connor, but I'm getting a little hungy.
Oh, hungy, my favorite H word.
I'm kind of hungy right now.
Uh-huh.
And this is a thing that Connor and I used to do all the time.
All the time. If I think I know what it is, I think
uh-oh.
I know what it is.
Oh, so. This is called the Num Num Challenge! Yay! All right, fuck, I'm going to get a couple of these undisclosed snacks.
Can I have a undisclosed snack?
Of course you can have an undisclosed snack.
I've never seen one of these undisclosed snacks before.
Uh-oh, this is going to be crazy.
Can I take a second?
No, do it. This is going to be crazy. I'm so excited. All right, you go first.
Okay. Do I take one or do I take more?
Take as many as you want.
I want another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another five. How much meat noise? Almost never want to know. Check this out.
Yeah, I bet it. Check this out. Fuck.
All right. I'm gonna try. Sorry for the people who are wearing headphones.
Yeah, facts. This is a very dumb segment.
But how delicious is it?
I know, it's so good right now. I'm freaking
honestly
hungry.
If we did this for the rest of the podcast, wouldn't be mad. I'm just starving.
For this last section of the podcast, we're just going to ask a bunch of crazy questions to Connor, and he's just going to give us his crazy little answers.
Okay.
So, hey, wait, I want to make sure you didn't spill any water, too, because I don't want you to trip over that stain on the rug.
You did talk to my mom.
No.
Or my sister. You talked to my fucking sister. Are you DMing my sister?
No.
Hey, bitch.
No.
My sister.
No, you're chilling. You're chilling. Is it true that you used to wake up your little sister in the middle of the night so she could stand in the corner of the bathroom while you pee? You
Oh my god. Yeah. Dude, I've been afraid of the dark since I was a tiny, tiny kid. Jordan, I hate you so fucking much. I love you. Wow.
Tell us about that one time that you pushed your mom out of the fucking way in the dust trying to get out of the ghost cell.
Oh, we went to Florida and we went to the most haunted we went to the most haunted like town in Florida, which is St. Augustine. And we were in this jail cell and I was like 12, 13 years old and I was terrified and I thought the ghosts were coming for me. So I pushed my mom,
your own mother.
I pushed my mom into the cell.
Just yeeted your mom in the cell. And you ran. You left your mom for the ghost. That's so fucked up.
Oh my God, dude.
Do you remember that one time that Taylor snuck upstairs while your sister was having a slumber party?
Yes.
Was it fresh?
Always.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay. All right. Have you ever snitched on the homies?
No.
That's cap because you snitched on Daniel for calling 911 after your dad's birthday.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So I told that motherfucker, we were like 12, and he's dialing all these numbers and he has 911 in the phone. And he's like, oh, dude, I should hit you. And I'm like, no, dude, you're going to call 911 to my house. And he's like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, yes, you are. Next thing you know, the fucking cops pull up to my house. And I go, I told him not to do it.
Immediately aired your boy out.
So look out. If you're my boy, look out.
Tell us about the time you jumped out of the car and the other time you got your foot ran over by a car.
I don't remember getting my foot ran over by a car. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But I do remember riding the hood. My friend was driving like 20 miles an hour and I was riding on top of the hood of the car. Mm-hmm. And they slammed on the brakes and I flew off of the car. Luckily, I flew off into the grass instead of the street because I kind of like rolled off. Uh-huh. But the car was going like fast as fuck. And I got scared and I thought it'd be a good idea to bail for some reason. So I jumped off of a moving car and it hurt pretty bad.
Gnarly. Do you remember that one time you had to go to the ER for having a splinter in your ass?
That shit was deep, okay?
Hey, pause.
First, yeah, no, I think I was like 6 years old, 7 years old, and my dad had built like this playhouse for us, all made of wood, of course. And I'm sliding down like this to get ready to go onto the slide, and a fucking massive, massive splinter. Like,
no fucking way.
It was big.
Okay.
I don't remember how big it was, but this massive splinter in my ass. They had to take me to the hospital because they couldn't get it out. My mom and dad. And
they tried.
So did the doctor tweeze it out for you? Or
yeah,
what?
The doctor literally bent my ass over. It was like, put the gloves on, sterilize. You know.
No.
Took the tweezers and fucking got it out. But my sister, I forget something. She said something along the lines of like, my brother's got like a splinter in his butt.
Yeah, he's got a splinter in his butt.
I can't. You talk to my sister. My mom? My dad? Who? I don't have any other family members.
All right. Well, Connor, it's been fucking a wonderful having you here.
Dude, I had a blast being on.
That was fun. Chopped it up for a quick sec. And let's get a little quick outro. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this has been the Nectar University Podcast. I'm your host, Giuliano, a.k.a. Giuliano So Cute Low Key, a.k.a. And this is my boy, Connor, right here. Give yourself a little outro.
Don't forget, everybody, my name's Connor Stoops.
That's facts.
You can follow me on Instagram, at Connor Stoops. You can check me out at Key TV on YouTube if it's out right now. Check out that little thing going on. I never forget that you heard it here.
Beautiful.
Like that shit.
That shit was fire. One more time. One more bark for the people.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget it. Don't you ever. That was pretty solid.
Thanks, dude.
No problem.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Thank you fucking God, dude. I hate you so fucking much. All of the girls, why are they talking to me?